Lee Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, Mountain High Outfitters, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
Two games down, one more to go here tonight inside Samford Gymnasium. And now it's time for the Lee Scott Varsity Boys to complete the sweep over the Panthers of Elmore County. Another welcome in here to the Lee Scott Sports Network. And a welcome to 2026 and a welcome to the campus of Lee Scott Academy. The Varsity Girls pick up a 45-37 win over the Panthers. The Varsity Girls get their 10th win of the young season, moving to 10-7. And again, their first win in the 2026 calendar season, and a really nice win. It's not necessarily going to look like it in the stat sheets or maybe on paper, but following back-to-back losses, A, any win is a very nice win, and B, being able to get back at home, getting back in rhythm just a little bit, and really shake off a little bit of the rust while still continuing to have your defensive intensity, even when the shots that we know this Warrior team is capable of hitting didn't end up falling. You feel like you have no true complaints once everything is said and done and when you can settle home and look at a win. Final stats for the Varsity Girls. Clark Ivett is your leading scorer. She finishes with 16. Haynes Kesey with 2. Raylee Langford with 5. Sydney Dunlap in double figures. She knocks down 3 triples. She has 10. Lucy Zellner with a point. Stella Henderson knocks down a triple in the fourth quarter. Maggie Herndon a quiet 5. And Sutton Lewis with 3 in there as well. And the Varsity Girls win it 45-37. And now it's time to transition into the Varsity Boys pregame, where this Warrior team, led by Coach William Johnson, sits at 13-2. And they have won 9 straight contests. And my goodness, does this Warrior team know how to get up and down the floor? It's a team that averages 66.5 points per contest, 34 rebounds a game, 14 assists, 14 turnovers, so right at that 1-to-1 assist to turnover margin. But you get 10.5 steals, 3 blocks in there as well. It's a Warrior team that shoots 44% from the field, not as great from 3, only right around 31%. But my goodness, inside the perimeter is where they do a lot of their damage. They shoot 53% from 2. They are 255 of 485. Again, 53% from 2, and they shoot 60% from the floor, or from the free throw line in there as well. The Elmore County Panthers sit at 5-9 following the conclusion of the 2025 calendar season, and they're looking to get back on the right track and get into the win column and steal one from the Lee Scott Warriors here tonight inside Samford Gymnasium. When we come back, we're going to have keys to the game, starting lineups, and opening tip between the Lee Scott Warriors and the Elmore County Panthers. All of that coming up here as you're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5, and this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Googe Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work.
Society's Blue Guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Old Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Taziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Time now for the keys to the game, brought to you by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home on Tiger Country 104.5.
Just about ready for opening tip here between the Lee Scott Warriors and the Elmore County Panthers. And let's take a look at tonight's keys to the game, presented by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. For the Lee Scott Warriors, win the rebounding category. This is a team for Elmore County that doesn't have too much size, but it's a team that has maybe a player or two that has a little bit more size down you than you. But the second, apologies, making sure we're not having the prayer, just the starting lineups and getting up and going. But win the rebounding category. Again, this is an Elmore County team that's not as deep as you are, and it's a Lee Scott team that wants to get up and go, and that is your second. Just go. This is a team that loves to get up and down the floor, win in transition, and we'll see if the Lee Scott Warriors made sure to keep their stamina, keep their energy up over the Christmas holiday. And as the starting lineups being announced, we'll get you those here as we go. Tonight's starting lineups are presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior Basketball. I would imagine it's a very similar starting lineup than what we've seen all season long. It's Gray, Haley, Hayden Harper, Parks Myers. We have number 20, William Lyles, here tonight. Not sure if that is the permanent change or not. And then Cord Zellner in there as well. Those are your starting five for the Lee Scott Warriors. Coach William Johnson and company coming in again tonight at 13-2, winners in nine straights. And again, most importantly, 1-0 in area play following their 74-65 win at Beulah. But the Warriors looking to win their 10th straight, get their first win in the 2026 season. Both teams make their way onto the floor. We're just about ready for the varsity boys game here inside Sanford Gymnasium here this evening. The Panthers win the tip, and they control the basketball going right to left here on your radio dial. The Warriors will be going from left to right. The Panthers in their road maroon on maroon, the white numbers on front and back. The Warriors in their home whites. A kick out through, wadded into the first row by Hayden Harper. The Troy Trojan signee showing off the vertical outside the perimeter. So Elmore County will have to inbound the basketball here in the corner. Very tough place to inbound it. Hayden Harper gets the steal, almost poked away from behind. But Harper now on the right wing, and the Warriors will set up the offense. Skip pass to Gray Haley. No look pass. Hayden Harper, his catch and shoot triple is bottom. Hayden Harper, quick energy and effort, turns into scoring for the Lee Scott Warriors. Pressure on the other end creates another turnover. Gray Haley, another skip pass now to Parks Myers. Thought about the three. Hayden Harper on the left wing. Now Gray Haley works his way into the teeth of the defense, goes off the foot of a Panther. Instead, they're going to say it goes off the foot then after that of Gray Haley. So turnover will give the ball back to the Panthers. One minute gone by and confusion already for the Panthers. Elmore County will take a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We appreciate everybody for being here with us and for spending your Monday evening, January 5th, just into the 2026 season. And what a season it has been for the Lee Scott Warriors already. You started 2-0. And then you traveled to Auburn High Gymnasium, where you couldn't find a win there. But continue to win streak. Went to go play in Montgomery, where you lost the Pike Road, but that's where the win streak really got started. You beat Montgomery Academy, you beat Valley, and then Auburn High School came back here to Sanford Gymnasium, and Auburn fell to the 3A Warriors 73-67. Quick in transition are the Panthers. A lot of contact. No whistle from McGee, but he's able to lay it in with the right hand. 3-2 is your score a minute into this contest. William Lyles wearing number 20, but I can still recognize him from the bright orange shoes. McGee almost gets a steal from behind from Hayden Harper, but it goes out of bounds. It'll stay right here. And Hayden Harper tries to find Parks Myers in the near corner, but Myers was running up to the wing. So it ends up being a turnover for Lee Scott Academy. 6:43 to play here in the opening frame. Cord Zellner creating pressure on the ball. 2-on-1, but Harper able to knock it away, and William Lyles able to save it from going out of bounds. Works his way to the free throw line. Kick out to Parks Myers. Decides not to take the three. Gray Haley at the top of the key. And they will throw it into the senior guard of Hayden Harper. Parks Myers now in the short quarter. Back to Harper. Skip past to Lyles. Could have been a kickball, no whistle. But the Panthers throw it off of Parks Myers before going out of bounds. Warriors not taking care of the ball very well here in the first 2 minutes. The baseball pass goes all the way down to the three-point line, and it's ripped out by Hayden Harper, slammed off the padding behind the basket. But it will be Panther basketball inbounding on the first E in Lee. McGee with the basketball all the way out at the volleyball line. Wide open for three is Davis, and he knocks it down. Warriors quick the other way with Myers. Now Harper, who thought about the triple. Gray Haley. Now William Lyles, back to Haley. Myers now to Zellner in the short corner. Kick out to Haley. Now to Harper. The right wing three from the same spot. He knocked it down earlier. He can't get it to go. That triple in the first possession for Lee Scott. The only points so far in the first 2.5 minutes. 5-3 Panthers. Elmore County on the road, but having some nice offensive sets. They get it down into the short corner. Skip pass out to the far wing. Panthers able to save it from the backcourt violation. And it sits with Allen out of the volleyball line. He cuts. But instead, it goes right back into the hands of Davis. The three-pointer is blocked by William Lyles. Offensive rebound right with Davis. And now a three once again right in front of the Warrior bench is no good. Lyles skies for the rebound. Gray Haley quick in transition and lays it in with the left hand. Gray Haley silences the Panther fans that are here and ties the game at 5:45 to play in the opening period. Coach William Johnson sticking with that mass substitution, ready to sub in following the next dead ball. Kick out to Davis. Thought about the three. Has already knocked one of them down here tonight. Now McGee in the far corner, guarded by Cord Zellner, throws up the free throw line jumper. Was trying to draw a foul, is not going to get it. Zellner tumbles to the floor, but able to get it to Hayden Harper. A little hop step to the middle of the floor, goes up, and will head to the free throw line to shoot a couple. The Panthers wanted a travel, but Harper, who landed on 2 feet, hadn't gathered a pivot foot yet, so it was still granted that when you land on 2 feet. So he'll head to the line to shoot a couple. and he can't knock down the first. And there is that mass substitution that we see. Everybody but Hayden Harper will sub out. So now Chapman, Harris, Barrett, Cook, Hollywood, Watley. And Brooke Zachary, a couple fresh cuts that I haven't seen. As this is my first time seeing the boys. We got Watley a haircut. The big-time info that you get here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, I tell you what. Ball knocked out of bounds. It stays Panther basketball. 4 minutes to play here in the opening period. The Warriors lead it 6-5 here at home inside Sanford Gymnasium. Almost a turnover. Watley goes to the floor. And they're going to call Wyatt Watley on very minimal contact, diving for the loose ball. Panthers having trouble inbounding the basketball, but are able to with Allen. That went to the hands of King, guarded by Hayden Harper across half court. The Warrior man-to-man defense extending all the way out to the volleyball line, causing some trouble for the Panther offense here early. Swing pass into the corner. Thought about the three. Did Allen. Decided not to take it. Got into the paint. But still not even a thought at the rim. Hayden Harper knocked it out of bounds. He's trying to plead that he knocked it off the arm of King. But it will stay Panther basketball here on the left side of the gym as we look at it. 3:45 to play here in this opening period. The Warriors lead a low-scoring one, 6-5. Ball swinging around the perimeter. It's at the top of the key. Now working his way down low. Nice defense by Hayden Harper. The layup from King is no good. Zachary able to clear it. Barrett Cook catch and shoot three right in front of the Panther bench. Couldn't get it to go. And the strong side rebound. It is with Allen. Panthers pick up their dribble all the way out of the volleyball line. Again, the Warriors are very aggressive defensively. Could be 5 seconds, very closely guarded as Davis works his way into the paint and loses control of the basketball. Does number zero Allen, the point guard for this Panther squad. Tried to kick it out to the near corner, but didn't take the basketball with him. Hayden Harper gets the screen from Brooke Zachary, works his way through contact, kick out to Barrett Cook. Chapman Harris wide open on the right corner, right wing rather, couldn't get it. Tip goes to offensive, and the offensive rebound goes to Wyatt Watley. Hayden Harper all alone in the right wing. He knocks it down, plus a whistle. They're going to count the basket, but they're going to get Brooke Zachary on the push foul away from the ball. So we will count the baskets, I believe. Yes. We will count the basket, but an offensive foul trying to get position for the rebound from Brooke Zachary. Only the second team foul for the Warriors here in the first 5.5 minutes. A baseball pass all the way to the front court, and they're going to call an offensive foul on the Panthers. I would have complained if it was a foul on Lee Scott. I think I'll complain about it, too, for the Panthers. I think, if anything, that's a play on. Very minimal contact as Barrett didn't try to allow the layup, and I guess a little bit of offensive contact. Chapman Harris works his way to the low block, gets to the strong left hand, can't get it to go. Zachary fights for the rebound through contact, able to use the strong left hand. And the Warrior lead is 6. Allen now works his way in transition. Gets Barrett Cook up in the air. And they're going to get Cookie. On a shooting foul. One of those whistles that you feel like is almost predetermined. You get the defender up in the air when he comes down, even if he swats a lot of ball. Just because the defender out of position, you feel like that's going to be rewarded with the offensive player more times than not. However, the first free throw from Allen is no good. and neither is the second, so maybe the perfect example of a ball don't lie. Zachary gets the rebound before falling out of bounds. Gets it to Hollywood Watley, now to Barrett Cook, now Chapman Harris, who thought about the three. Skip pass to Hollywood, right wing three is short. Chapman Harris unable to save it from going out of bounds. And it will be Panther basketball with 1:50 here in the first quarter. And you can hear Coach William Johnson saying, Chapman, shoot the ball. Had a couple decent looks, decided not to take them. Panthers able to break the press rather easily this time. Right-handed layup is no good off the front of the rim. Brooke Zachary clears the rebound. Hayden Harper now gets to the corner. Out to Barrett Cook. Now Chapman Harris, without hesitation this time, will shoot it, leaves it short. The ball rattles at the feet of a couple Warriors and Panthers, but goes into the hands of the Panthers, and now they're going to call Wyatt Watley with another. Again, a very cheap foul. Already the fourth. I guess with only a minute and a half, I could say only the fourth, but feels like the fouls haven't been overly physical, the whistles that have been drawn on Lee Scott so far here tonight. Panthers able to break the press and a crossover dribble. They get the ball to the point guard at the top of the key, guarded by Hayden Harper. They work their way down low. And now the kick out. A nice job recovering by the Lee Scott Warriors. The right wing three is no good from McGee. And Brooke Zachary skies for yet another rebound. Nobody picks up Hayden Harper. Step in three is no good. Parks Myers right there in the air to clean it up, and he lays it in with the left hand. The Warrior lead is eight, under a minute to play here in this opening period. Panthers, yet another home run pass, just trying to inbound the basketball. It's stolen by Brooke Zachary, and they get it right back to Hayden Harper. Left wing, now far corner, Barrett Cook. He can't knock this down the triple. A fight for the offensive rebound, and I'm going to get a loose ball foul as Chapman Harris skied for it. They are. I love the looks that this Warrior team is getting, but very similar to what we saw in the first half of the varsity girls game. The right side of the rim, or the right rim here in the gym tonight, has not been friendly for any of the Warriors. Inbound pass, Parks Myers left wide open. Can't get the three to go. Harper skies for the rebound and through contact, able to lay it in with the right hand. Hayden Harper now with eight of the 15, under 20 seconds to play. The inbound strategy so far tonight for the Panthers has just been throw the ball as far as you can and let one of the guards go track it down. This time, they're not able to. It flies all the way out of bounds, but since the Panthers essentially brought it out of bounds with him, it won't be inbounded under their own basket. So Hayden Harper will walk the length of the floor. 10 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Barrett Cook thought about the step in three, and out of Brooke Zachary. Back out Hayden Harper right in front of the bench. He knocks down another one. Hayden Harper with 12 as the first quarter comes to a close. 12 of the 18. And Troy Trojan fans very happy with what they saw from Mr. Harper here in the first 8 minutes. 18-5 is your score after one here at Sanford Gymnasium. We're back with the start of the second right after this. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5, and this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
This is the home of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Tiger Country 104.5.
Start of the second quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network inside Sanford Gymnasium. It's William Lyles, tries a little pocket pass with Cord Zellner. It gets stolen, and now in transition, quickly go the Panthers. But the right-handed layup is smoked, and Hayden Harper able to gather the rebound. William Lyles now in the far corner, back out to the top of the key in Gray Haley. Back to Lyles, catch and shoot three, can't rattle it home. Parks Myers, yet another rebound. William Lyles, a reset and a regroup. This time he doesn't miss it. William Lyles' first points of 2026 come from behind the arc, and the Warriors steal the inbounds pass with Hayden Harper, draws his way through contact and will head back to the line to shoot a couple. 21-5 is your score. Here, 43 seconds into the second quarter. And so far, it has been all Hayden Harper as he knocks down the front end. Harper now with 13 of the 22. And the senior guard steps in for one more free throw where he confidently knocks it down. The Warrior lead is 18. The Panthers yet again having trouble inbounding the basketball. This time they're able to, but yet another home run pass after a couple of dribbles flies out of bounds. The Warriors' on-ball pressure has been suffocating for the Panthers so far here tonight. The five on the floor for Coach William Johnson. It's Hayden Harper, Gray Haley, Parks Myers, Cord Zellner, and William Lyles. Harper has it at the top of the key. Now Myers, now William Lyles, thought about the three. Instead, works his way down low through contact. Couldn't get the first layup to go. Gathers the offensive rebound, and the second chance opportunity is good. William Lyles now 5 points, both baskets on second chance opportunities, and both were won by him. And now he works his way down low and gets a lot of ball, but they're going to call him, or they're going to get Cord Zellner for the shooting foul. They're going to get the new foul, Mr. 20, William Lyles. We need confirmation if that is a permanent change or not. Mr. Trey Lee, what are we doing? First free throw is good, as is the second from McGee. He has 4 of the 7, 2 in each quarter. Lyles, a between the legs dribble, and now tries to hand it off to Hayden Harper. But miscommunication between the two, and it goes into the Panther bench with 6.5 to play. Haley almost steals the inbounds pass. Ball floats away, and it does. And behind the back pass from William Lyles to a wide open Parks Myers, but it's just out of reach, and that flies out of bounds. Three turnovers in a matter of seconds here between the two squads, and the Panthers will have the basketball and have to go the length of the floor. 6.5 to play here in the second quarter. The Warrior lead is 18. The step-in three in the far near corner, rather, is short. Cord Zellner the rebound. Gray Haley goes behind the back, almost loses it, goes down to a knee. May have gotten away with a travel as Hayden Harper works his way through contact. Euro step, lays it up and in. Hayden Harper now with 4 in the second quarter. He has 16 already tonight, already at his season average. We still have 5.5 to play in the second quarter alone. Almost blocked another three, but it's off the side of the backboard. Parks Myers now in transition, works his way through contact. Oh, and an offensive foul. That's a complete makeup call from what happened on the other end of the floor. The referee on this end got persuaded by the crowd of Panthers here. The Panthers want a foul on Hayden Harper on the near corner three because the player realized it was missed so bad off the side of the backboard, he fell. The ball doesn't lie. Harper gets the steal on the inbounds. Left-handed layup, no good. And now they're going to get, oh my goodness, they got a loose ball foul on William Lyles for being taller than the other player. Jack Fouquet checks in for Parks Myers, 27-7, and yet another home run pass all the way down the floor that ends up being unsuccessful for the Panthers. Gathered momentarily by Rogers, but loses it out of bounds. Hayden Harper will walk the length of the floor. 5.5 to play in the second quarter. Jab step from Gray Haley, works his way inside. Fouquet, catch and shoot, three in the near corner, can't get it to go. And the weak side rebound goes to Davis. A no-look pass now to the short corner. Tries to work his way through contact and able to float it in is Seth McGee. He now has 5 of the 9, and the Warrior lead is beginning to get trimmed. Gray Haley tries to have a response, but can't do so. McGee with the rebound. 3 minutes gone by here in this fast-paced second quarter. 27-9 is the Warrior lead. And another turnover as the dribble handoff is unsuccessful with Allen, and Rogers goes into the hands of Cord Zellner. Haley has it at the top of the key. Chapman Harris thought about the step-in three, gets down to the right elbow, pass down low to Gray. Haley brought the ball down with him. Doesn't matter. Gets the layup plus the foul. Gray Haley lost the ball momentarily just because he brought it down, allowed the guards to get in there and affect the basketball, but was able to gather it and lay it off the window. This free throw is no good, but Chapman Harris is right there to gather the rebound. His layup won't go, but he gets the offensive rebound. Barrett Cook works his way into the paint through contact, able to get the friendly roll. Barrett Cook gets his first points of the evening, and the Warrior lead is 22. And now Hollywood steals the inbounds pass out to Fouquet. Catch and shoot triple is no good. A fight underneath the basketball goal with Chapman Harris and Allen, they both fall to the floor. Second chance opportunity is no good. And a step in three on the other end is well too strong. Barrett Cook will clear the rebound with 3:50. Haley has it on the right wing. Chapman Harris thought about the three, works his way left out to Fouquet. Works his way into the paint and leaves the finger roll short. McGee now going the other way. A little shuffle, shuffles his feet, begging for a whistle. Could have been a travel. And now who are they going to get on the whistle? They got Gray Haley. We'll say okay and move on. 31-9. Is your score. The head coach for Elmore County asking for some sort of explanation. And after everything, it's Warrior basketball. They throw it down low to Brooke Zachary, right-handed layup, can't get it to go. Chapman Harris right there, as is Wyatt Watley. And they call it a travel. And a round of applause, a standing ovation from the Panther faithful. This is, we understand we all had some time off, but man, I can't be influenced by the opposing crowd or either crowd. Just because something happens on one end of the floor, you feel like every single time, it's happened 3 or 4 times already tonight on both sides, it's gone immediately the other way. As Hollywood Watley steals the pass down low, it's with Fouquet. Handoff goes to Brooke Zachary. A lot of contact, no whistle, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay Lee Scott Warrior basketball. .302 remaining here in the second quarter. Watley, the inbound, goes to Chapman Harris. A spin back to the right wing. Now to Barrett Cook. at the top of the key. Gets it to Zachary, right back to Cook. With the left hand, kick to Fouque, running baseline, bounce pass Hollywood. And the ball ripped away from Brooke Zachary, a two-on-one fast break, and the reverse layup is good from Durnell. Step in three from Barrett Cook, right in front of the Panther bench, responds right away. Barrett Cook now with five in the second quarter, and the Warrior lead is back to 23. And that gives Warriors the ability to set up their full court pressure. The Panthers able to break the pressure rather easily that time. The running floater from McGee is good. He now has eight in the contest. Contest eight of the 13, and six of them coming here in the second quarter. Beautiful ball movement by the Warriors. It's with Chapman Harris on the right block out to Fouque. Maybe he shuffled his feet, got away with it. Hollywood for three right here in front of us. Can't get it to go. And the strong side rebound goes to the Panthers. 34-13. Panthers looking to respond with back-to-back threes. Can't get it to go. Barrett Cook gathers the rebound. Has it stripped, but Brooke Zachary is there to gather it. Eurostep through contact. No way. It's an offensive foul. It's a block. That is the correct call, regardless of what you hear in the gymnasium. It's 100% the correct call. A Eurostep. The defender did not have his feet set, and Brooke Zachary attacked the hip that was moving. And rightfully so, we'll head to the line to shoot a couple. Brooke Zachary able to knock down the first. He now has three. Awaiting the fourth, Neil Reams and Hayden Harper. We'll check in for Hollywood Watley and Jack Fouque. Second free throw from Brooke Zachary is good. And a little smile over to the Panther fan base. And now a reach-in foul from Brooke Zachary, a little over-aggressive. That's the fourth team foul on the Warriors, both teams with four here in the second quarter. So for the final 90 seconds, both teams with any common fouls will shoot free throws. Zachary almost intercepts the pass that was headed to the near corner. Instead, swats it into the second or third row. Parks Myers will check in for him. 36-13, the Warrior lead here at home. The inbounds pass goes to the short corner, hits every part of the rim. The player falls to the floor, loses the basketball. Hayden Harper didn't like the numbers, will slow things up. Neil Reams has it on the right wing. Back to Barrett Cook, now the short corner and Parks Myers. Now out to Hayden Harper, a jab step. A lot of ball movement, no looks at the rim quite yet here on this possession. Parks Myers goes up with the left hand, has it stripped, but Brooke Zachary, or rather Chapman Harris, in the perfect spot at the perfect time, able to gather the loose ball and lay it in with the left hand. The Warrior lead has swelled to 25, under a minute to play here in the second. They get it down low to the left block once again. The layup from Durnell is no good. Weak side rebound with Chapman Harris, and he will push with 37 seconds. Works his way into the paint, loses the basketball, bounce pass, Parks Myers able to lay it in. Harris lost the basketball, gathered it, and a beautiful bounce pass along the baseline to a cutting Parks Myers. Myers now has two in each corner, and Chapman Harris with the poke steal from behind. Myers looking to add to it, Eurostep avoids the contact and lays it in with the left hand once again. 10 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 6 seconds. 5 seconds down to the low block. A pump fake and the left-handed layup from Durnell is good. And that is how the second quarter will come to a close. All the Scott Academy here in the first 16 minutes in a quarter that is absolutely dominated by the Warriors. Lee Scott Academy out in front 42-15. And we'll talk all about it when we come back. We'll get you started in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. We'll talk about some of the numbers, talk about some of the stats, and talk about what the Warriors need to do to win their 10th game in a row and their first in 2026. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5, and this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the orthopedic clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the orthopedic clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. A dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
All Warriors here through 16 minutes of play. The Lee Scott Academy Warriors here at home inside Sanford Gymnasium lead it 42-15 over the Panthers of Elmore County. And we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. So far, I would say that the two keys to the game have been very, very successful. One a little bit more than the other, just simply from the fact that, to be completely honest, the Elmore County Panthers haven't had too many open field goals or just field goals in general for the Lee Scott Warriors to gather the defensive rebounds. We started with winning the rebounding category, and the second one is get up and go. Just simply go. This is a team in Lee Scott that plays faster than just about everybody else in the entire country. They do not want and do not love running half-court sets. They can do so when needed, but man, this is a team that just has so much success getting up and down both ends of the floor. And you've seen when the three-pointer hasn't been falling, their ability to work into the paint, and when you can get those paint touches, it makes those three-point opportunities and those three-point percentages increase just that much more. And again, the Warriors lead it by 27 here at the halftime break. Halftime stats are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Working our way numerically, Gray Haley has 5. Hayden Harper leads all scorers in the contest. He has 16, 12 of those coming in the first frame. Chapman Harris has 2. Brooke Zachary has 4. William Lyles with 5. Parks Myers with 6. And Barrett Cook with 5. And so you've gotten that equally even distributed scoring from just about everybody else. But my goodness, Hayden Harper exploded in that first quarter for 12, knocking down a couple of triples, getting to the free throw line, and doing what he does best, creating off the dribble and getting to the glass, getting to the paint, and being able to lay it in with both the right and the left hand. Again, he has 16 to lead all scorers here tonight. The Lee Scott Warriors lead it 42-15 at the halftime break. And when we come back, we'll talk about what the Warriors need to do in the second half to get their 14th win of the season, their 10th in a row, and maybe take a quick peek at the games upcoming here this weekend inside Sanford Gymnasium. All of that coming up as we continue on in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report right after this.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
When bones get out of joint, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Googe Performing Arts Center on Tiger Country 104.5.
As we wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report, we remind you that the Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika. To better serve you, you can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Christian Griffin here with you, bringing you all of tonight's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network, and we appreciate everybody for tuning in, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, at Radio Alabama app, the YouTube, Facebook live stream as well. Warriors comfortably out in front, 42-15. Start of the second half, and you feel like right now health is the biggest matter of fact here for the Lee Scott Warriors. Do what you need to do here early into this third quarter as a backdoor cut from Rogers will send them to the free throw line here only 10 seconds into the second half. But do what you need to here in this third quarter. And make sure to get out healthy with Dadeville coming to town on Friday. Rogers now cracks the score column for the first time tonight as the front end is good. Second free throw on the way and is good as well. So two for two from the line. Hayden Harper brings the ball up the floor. A dribble handoff with Parks Myers. Now to William Lyles. Now Harper at the top of the key. A little motion offense for the Lee Scott Warriors coming out of the break. 2 feet in the paint for Gray Haley. Looking like he's going to pass. A couple dribbles, and everybody leaves him alone, so he's able to gather at the left side of the rim and lay it in. 44-17 is the score. The Panthers trying to set up in the half court again. The Warrior pressure all night has been out of the volleyball line extended, and so forcing the Panthers to start their offense well beyond the three-point line. Rogers has it in the far corner right in front of his bench, gathering and hits every part of the rim and rolls in. So he has all 4 points for the Panthers here in the third. Hayden Harper goes against the dribble screen. Now to Gray Haley, works his way inside once again. Parks Myers, pump fake, thought about the three, kick out. William Lyles, he'll take the three, can't make the three. And a fight for the rebound goes with Allen and the Panthers. A three-on-three break. And the Panthers will slow things up and run a set. 2 minutes gone by here in the second quarter. 44-19 is your score. Myers not allowing the dribble handoff, causing miscommunications. A dribble drive and a kick to the near corner. And there is Seth McGee, who's been their leading scorer so far tonight. He cashes in another triple. And the lead is 22. Harper has it on the right wing. A jab step, thought about the drive. Will work his way left, spin his way back through contact. Right-handed layup is no good. But Harper will head to the line. Was trying to see if there was no signal on whether or not it was a shooting foul or a foul on the floor, but it was a shooting foul. So Harper will head to the stripe to add to his 16 points already, where he cashes in on the first. A senior guard averaging 15 points a game, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, has already surpassed a couple of those numbers so far tonight. And again, a lot of those numbers are dampened due to not necessarily a lack of success, but not having to play the number of minutes. So you'll see that number continue to rise here in area play. Catch and shoot three for William Lyles, and he finds the bottom of the net. Lyles knocks down his second triple of the evening. He has 8 points. And just like that, a 5-0 run for the Lee Scott Warriors. A 2-on-2 fast break. But it gets stolen by Hayden Harper as they tried to kick it to the far corner. Nobody picks up Harper until he's in the paint. A little Euro step. Haynes in the middle of the floor and is able to get the touch shot with the right hand, although falling to his left, gets it to go. And now a 7-0 run for the Warriors. And now a steal on the inbounds goes to William Lyles. He's hit from behind, and he'll head to the line to shoot a couple. Falls hard onto the leg of Gray Haley, but thankfully gets up rather quickly. So William Lyles with the bright orange shoes will step to the free throw line. The first free throw hits the front of the rim and rolls off. The 6'3 senior goes 1-for-2 from the stripe. Will Lyles, the second leading scorer on this squad, averages 10 points and 6 rebounds a contest. Nearing those numbers here tonight, Seth McGee once again in the same spot. Can't rattle home another three. The long rebound with Zellner. And Lyles now in transition. Gets it pinned off the backboard, but the offensive rebound is there with Cord Zellner. Second chance, third chance opportunity. Parks Myers able to gather the rebound once again, and now a whistle is going to be called on the floor. That's going to be a foul called on McGee. And here comes that sub halfway through each quarter. All four but Hayden Harper will sub out. And so the five on the floor is Hayden Harper, Brooke Zachary, Barrett Cook, Chapman Harris, and Wyatt Watley. And you'll see Hayden Harper play about 2 minutes. And then somebody will go spill him. Chapman Harris straight off the bench gets the inbound, and the left wing three is no good. And the rebound is with Allen. Now to Rogers down low, right back to Allen. Almost loses the basketball, but gets it back right in front of the bench. A skip pass to the far corner. Worked his way down low. Right-handed layup is no good. And Barrett Cook skies for the rebound. He'll bring the ball up the floor. Crossover dribble. Nobody picks him up. Finger roll layup is no good. And Rogers able to clear the rebound. And Wyatt Watley gets called for yet another very cheap whistle. The Panthers growing rather weary of some of the calls by the officials. I have a few tallies in there as well, but the lead right now is 30 for the Lee Scott Warriors. A backdoor cut and a beauty, and Payne on the board for the first time tonight. 52-24. Chapman Harris has it on the left wing. Now Watley standing on the L at center court. Dribble handoff with Harper and Chapman Harris. Now back to Harper. Thought about the three. Now to Barrett Cook. Now to Watley right in front of the bench. Off ball screen to Barrett Cook. Back to Watley. One more to Hayden Harper. Beautiful ball movements. Can't result in a three. Harper claps his hands in frustration as the ball hits the front of the rim, goes over the backboard. So Panther basketball with 3.5 to play here in the third. As soon as the ball crosses half court, the Warriors able to set up a trap, and it's Barrett Cook in transition. He's hacked, slowed down his momentum. Bowl ahead to the line to shoot a couple. He had the defender well out or well behind him. Rather than trying to draw the contact, could have had the easy layup. Instead, we'll have to earn two the hard way at the free throw line. Barrett Cook, one of the best catch-and-shoot three-point shooters on this team, knocks down his sixth point of the contest. He goes 2-for-2. From the line, 54-24, 3 minutes to play here in the third. Ball sits on the left wing. Could have been a carry, no whistle. Now to Rogers right in front of the bench. Now the top of the key in King. Tried another backdoor pass. This time it's unsuccessful. Stolen by Brooke Zachary. Works his way into the paint. Gets caught up in no man's land and throws the ball away in transition. Go the Panthers. And Kings catch and shoot three in the right corner. It is good. 2.5 to play here in the third quarter. Chapman Harris now out to Hayden Harper. Jab step works his way down low. And the floater is money for Hayden Harper. Harper now with 22 in the contest. Had 12 in the first, 4 in the second, now 6 already here in the third. The lead is 29 for the Warriors here at home. And another poke steal from behind. Brooke Zachary, a 2-on-2 break, kicks it out to Hayden Harper. One more to Chapman Harris. Nobody picks him up. He goes up through the paint. No whistle. Wyatt Watley now with the offensive rebound. And Rogers comes down hard on him. And so now Wyatt Watley will head to the line to shoot a couple. And you can see, not playing games for a week and a half or 2 weeks, taking a little bit of toll on both of these teams. Hands on the hips, biting of the jerseys, a couple of head taps asking for coaching substitutions as Watley's too strong on the front end. Jack Fouquet will sub in for Hayden Harper. The second free throw upcoming for Watley. A toilet bowl, but he gets it to go down. Under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. The Warriors lead it by 30 here at home inside Sanford Gymnasium. Allen works his way into the paint. A jab step with Hines. Now a kick out, one more. A running floater is no good. Nice job by Wyatt Watley. Planted his feet trying to draw the charge, and I think it confused Allen just a little bit. Harris gathers the rebound, goes coast to coast. Kick out, Hollywood Watley for three, and it's short. A strong rebound with Justice going coast to coast. Now the kick out, one more to Allen. The right corner three is no good. Zachary skies for yet another rebound. Outlet pass to Wyatt Watley. Now Brooke Zachary downhill. Beautiful pass. Kick out. Barrett Cook for three. And he leaves it short but gets the offensive rebound. One more out to Wyatt Watley. Gets to the free throw line and cut off. Bounce pass. Jack Fouquet right in front of the Warrior bench. Can't cash that one home. And a fight for the rebound goes to the Panthers. Warriors have gotten good looks here in this third quarter but can't get too many of them to fall. And now are lazy back on defense and will give up a wide open layup, but it can't go down. Hines complaining he got hit on the head. Chapman Harris will gather the rebound. 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Dribble handoff to Chapman Harris. Thought about the three. Spins his way back to the middle of the floor. Zachary now in the short corner. He gets it stolen. And you can see energy is at an all-time low here in the third quarter. Both of these teams struggling to get back even on the offensive end. And just about every single shot is short. A perfect example there. Brooke Zachary gathers the long offensive rebound. Bounce pass to Brooke Zachary running the floor. And he lays it in. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. We'll see if the Panthers even put up a shot here in the third. They will not. And that is how the third quarter will come to a close. 59-27. The Warriors comfortably here out in front at home. And we'll see what the Warriors decide to work on. We'll see if they go with any substitutions. Look a little bit further down the bench here in the final 8 minutes. And that's where we go on the other side of this 60-second break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Out of the fourth quarter timeout. Neil Reams to Max Shiver, and he lays it in with the right hand. Max Shiver now in the scoring column. And Whittington now on the other end. Skies for the defensive rebound. Again, we'll get you the starting five for the Warriors here in just a moment. Neil Reams through contact. Whittington, offensive rebound, goes up with the left hand, can't get it to go. And the rebound goes to the Panthers. The five on the floor for Coach William Johnson. Neil Reams, Jack Fouquet, Watts Johnson, Max Shiver, and Matthew Whittington. And they're going to call a blocking foul. Oh, man, not sure I agree with that. Thought that Reams was clearly in the correct spot. Rogers at the line. Knocks down the front end. Second free throw is no good. Shiver gathers the rebounds. Warriors in the own half court. Reams comes to a jump stop. Whittington, the dribble handoff to Johnson. He's going to pull it from deep right in front of the Warrior bench, but leaves it short. 6 minutes to play in the third. In transition, right-handed layup no good, but they're going to get Max Shiver on a shooting foul. First free throw from Justice is good. He's now in the scoring column for the first time tonight. You would imagine the day is done for a majority of the starters for Lee Scott here tonight, and what a performance they had in the first three quarters of tonight's contest, as the second free throw is no good. Max Shiver will clear the board. Jack Fouquet on the left wing, showing off some of the handles, but kicks it out to Neil Reams. Now Shiver on the right wing. Johnson, now Whittington. A little motion offense for the Warriors. Neil Reams has it on the right wing. Back to Whittington. Back to Johnson. Looks like a half-court three-man weave. Layup is no good. Whittington there for the offensive clearance. Can't get that one to go, but he's there once again to clear the rebound. And the ball knocked out of bounds. Goes into the Warrior bench. Matthew Whittington, deservingly awarded with some applause, showing the defensive and the offensive prowess, going after the offensive rebounds here on this side of the floor. But the Warrior offense right now, again, looks like a half-court three-man weave, if you will. Reams works his way baseline, tries to dump it off to Max Shiver, maybe tried to outlet the pass, but it got stolen out of his hands with 4 minutes to play. He steals it right back, and then it gets stolen right back from him. Right-handed layup is no good. And after the offensive rebound and the second chance layup, they're going to call a blocking foul on Jack Fouquet, who was on the floor. Are they going to get Watts Johnson on that call? I believe they are. Regardless, you feel like it could have been a stoppage with more than one body on the floor. Right-handed layup, no good. Should be an over-the-back foul. No whistle. And Hines is on the board for the first time tonight. 3.5 to play. The Warrior lead is 30. Jack Fouquet has it. He's going to stop and pop right at the top of the key. Can't get the three-pointer to go. And the Panthers will go quick in transition. Could have been a travel, no whistle. Now Hines from the left wing leaves that well short. And Jack Fouquet will clear it. Now down low to Max Shiver. Didn't like the numbers. Kicks it back to Fouquet right in front of the Warrior bench. Doesn't know how that doesn't go down. Don't know how that doesn't go down, rather. And Max Shiver with a round of applause. Again, you're rewarding and awarding the effort with a jump ball. We'll give it back to the Panthers with 2.5 to play. Right-handed layup. It's a push-off from Sam Payne, but no whistle. Just the layup to go. And the Warrior lead is under 30. We'll see if that comes a factor. They throw it down low. Max Shiver, right-handed layup. Can't get it to go, but is hacked. He'll head to the line to shoot a couple. And maybe it won't play a big factor. Usually that 30 number, I believe, is what keeps the clock running, but maybe no complaints so far here late in the fourth quarter. The first free throw for Max Shiver is no good. ...90 seconds to play and counting. The second free throw can't go down either. A fight for the basketball. We'll go down to the three-point line, and the Panthers will recover. A walk-in three by the Panthers is no good. Whittington will clear the offensive rebound. 60 seconds to play. Whittington now to Fouque. Now to Reams. Gets cut off. Back to Fouque. Matthew Whittington for three. Hits every part of the rim but can't go down. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Panther basketball. Under a minute to play. The entire bench stood up and was ready to go crazy if Mayer was able to knock that one down. 42 seconds to play. Panthers, their three is no good, and Max Shiver will clear it. Everybody on the Warriors telling Matthew to get the ball. Instead, Max Shiver will pull it from three. That one is too strong. A fight for the rebound, and Whittington's able to get it. Max Shiver again, too strong off the back iron. Catch and shoot again. Can't bank it home. And Matthew Whittington is there again. Oh, they wanted Max Shiver to pull it from the logo, but with 10 seconds to go, Coach William Johnson demands everybody to back off. Oh, man, the gym would have absolutely erupted. Max Shiver had a couple good looks, and that is how this contest will come to a close. The Warriors win it in the varsity boys game. They complete the sweep and dominate for four quarters, all 32 minutes. They win it 61-33. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll wrap up the night as a whole, talk about what's upcoming for the games coming up on Friday, and maybe take a look at the rest of the season in there as well. Warriors complete the sweep over the Panthers of Elmore County. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5, and this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Owner
owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. A dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Scott Warriors start the 2026 calendar season off on the right foot. They complete the sweep over the Panthers of Elmore County. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, and we appreciate everybody for spending their time and their Monday evening here and their support of Lee Scott Warrior basketball. Man, had a fun time getting back into the swing of things. You can see it on both ends, on the offensive end, the defensive end for both the varsity girls and the varsity boys. And man, I can feel it on my end as well, that it's been a couple times since I've called a basketball game. The voice is feeling it just a little bit, the rhythm off just a little bit. It's like you got to catch back up to the speed of the game just a little bit. But man, we're excited to get back into the swing of things. We have 10 games here in the next 25 days. I guess now 9 in the next 24. So we are going to be jam-packed here on the Lee Scott Sports Network on Tiger Country 104.5. But we wouldn't have it any other way as Coach Corey Harrison and Coach William Johnson prep their team for what is hopefully a very long playoff run once again here this season. Final scores for the Warriors here tonight. The varsity girls win it 45-37, a defensive slugfest, but the Warriors able to kind of extend their arm in the second half, and not quite a stiff arm, but just keep the Panthers at arm's length throughout the second half. And for the varsity boys, it was dominance for all 32 minutes from the opening jump. Warriors got a steal. Hayden Harper hit a three, and the Warriors never looked back. The Warriors never trailed in the contest, and the game was only tied for, 15, 16 seconds of the contest. The Warriors on the varsity boys, they win it 61-33. They move to 14-2 here in the season. They have now won 10 straight. But the most important one, again, they are 1-0 in area play. They are 74-65 win over Beulah before the Christmas break. Really gets them a head up over the remainder of the area opponents once you work your way into the mid part of January, into the early part of February, once you get your way into area play, the area championship, everything on the postseason side of things. But we will have all of that for you here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And our next broadcast here inside Sanford Gymnasium will be this Friday. I guess our next time here in Sanford Gymnasium, but our next time that the Lee Scott Warriors take the floor, and it will be here at home where the Warriors take on Dadeville. The varsity girls are scheduled for a 5 o'clock tip. The varsity boys scheduled for right around there. It'll be 6:15, 6:30 or so. But we need everybody to come in here, pack out Sanford Gymnasium a Friday night. Where, what better way would you want to have it? How else would you want to have it? Pack the gym and show the boys and girls their support. The varsity girls move to 10-7. The varsity boys move to 14-2. Two really nice wins to polish up, I guess, basically their non-conference schedule. You have a couple more sprinkled in there, but for the main parts of their non-area play, the Warriors capitalized that in a very nice way. We appreciate you once again for listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the home of the Warriors, Tiger Country 104.5. For everybody here at Lee Scott Academy, I'm Christian Griffin, and until next time, have a great night, and it's a great night to be a Warrior.